Dr. John Ramono, who is also Director General for Preventive Health Services and Acting Incident Manager for COVID-19 at South Sudan's Health Ministry, says out of the 59,520 AstraZeneca doses donated to the country in August, nearly all of the vaccine has been administered.
I'm happy to report that 91% of this has been deployed, and now we have zero doses in the cold chain. We ended the last batch vaccination on the 30th of September, and I'm very, very happy to report that no single vial has expired. I think that is a very good thing, and we really thank our vaccination team for the for their efficiency. So we have 108,685 persons vaccinated all doses with AstraZeneca. And out of this, those who received the first dose are 77,613, and those who are fully vaccinated are 31,072.
Dr. Ramono says 9% went to waste because when a vial is opened and the doses in that vial are not all consumed during a certain period of time, the remaining doses cannot be used. He says the number of people turning up at vaccination centers has increased because South Sudanese now know the truth about the importance of receiving COVID-19 vaccines.
That is something we struggled with in the beginning when we started. So I think people have realized that the lies of social media has been exposed. So people now know that all those information in social media, the conspiracy theories, and are all things which are not holding water. Because some of us who receive it in the first week still are alive.
Dr. Ramono says South Sudan has not yet reached the desired vaccination rate of 10%, but he says if demand for the vaccine remains high, he is optimistic the country will meet the percentage soon. South Sudan is expecting 48,000 additional doses of AstraZeneca vaccine from COVAX this month, according to Dr. Ramono.
The country has gotten a notification of arrival of more AstraZeneca vaccines in October. So people who due for their second dose will receive their second dose as planned. But besides that, as you all know, we receive 151,000 doses of J&J vaccine, and Ministry of Health and partners have been planning for its deployment. I'm happy also to report that we now have a tentative date for the beginning of J&J vaccination on the 8th of October.
Dr. Ramono says there is no evidence of any side effect if a person mixes the AstraZeneca dose with a Johnson & Johnson dose, although he cautions the public against mixing the two since it has not been approved by the World Health Organization. He is advising those that have received the first dose of AstraZeneca vaccine to remain patient for the second dose of the same vaccine. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.